Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Miss Sandra. My name is Mark Stack. And give me just a second here. Okay, account number 297-98379.
And it should be three digits behind that 9.
001.
And that's 27. I'm sorry, 29.
297.
Yes, sir. Let me repeat it. 297-98379-001.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And let me place you on the brief hold while I pull up that account for you.
Okay.
The system is loading that account, sir. Thank you for holding.
No problem. No problem.
Thank you for your patience. Can you verify that name and address for me?
Mark Stack, P.O. Box 91251, Atlanta 30364.
Thank you for verifying the information. Shows this is for the Star Trek Starship Collections. How am I assisting you today?
Okay, I am standing in front of the post office. My package is not there. And it says it was delivered on the 31st of May. Now, somewhere along the line, somebody's address or something is wrong. Okay, in the shipping.
Yes, sir. Will you just verify the address for me?
Yeah, I know. But looking at the tracking app for my package, it is saying it had been delivered to an area code of 30315. I haven't lived in that area code in 10 years.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold and pull up some notes on the order for you to better assist you.
Please, thank you.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. And I did pull up that tracking number, and it stated it was delivered, and that zip code does say 30315 by any chance. Uh-huh. Is there a post office in that zip code?
There might be.
Because it might have went to that post office. I'm not sure why.
I don't have a post office box at that post office.
Yes, I understand.
But why was it? What's the address that it was sent to? This is the third time this has happened to me, that my package was shipped completely to another address, one that I had not been living at for 10 years. Okay. So somewhere in your little computer page right there, something is wrong with the address in the shipping department. Okay. I've put a lot of money into this Star Trek thing. Lots of money. Okay. And this is the third time this has happened to me.
Yes,
can you please find out what address that package was sent to?
No, sir. I can't find out what address that package was sent to. What we have to do, you need to, since you're at the post office, you need to go in the post office and fill out a missing package report. Because it shows that it was delivered, but it was not delivered to your post office.
See, again, If my address is stated on your computer page as P.O. Box 91251, okay, then why was it sent somewhere else?
Sir, I don't have that information.
Is there somebody as a supervisor or something like that?
I was just about to inform you, sir. I was going to get you over to a supervisor and see if they could give you any more information. But from my training, when a package shows it has been delivered and it wasn't delivered to the correct address, they ask that you fill out a missing package report. But let me notate your phone call for
Please.
You. We'll get you to a supervisor.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hold the line for me a couple of moments. I'm still notating that call for you, sir. Thank you for
calling. All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. I have your call notated for you, and I'm going to get you over to a supervisor for assistance.
Thank you, love.
You're very welcome, sir. We do apologize for this inconvenience, and thank you for calling Eaglemont's Collections. Please hold the line for me.
Thank you.